What is birthright citizenship? I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. The first sentence of the 14th Amendment, which was ratified in 1868, says, All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. The Supreme Court first ruled in 1898 in the case of United States versus Wong Kim Ark that all children born in this country are citizens, all children, except those of foreign diplomats who, as the amendment says, are not subject to our government's jurisdiction. That's the narrowest of narrow exceptions. So, birthright citizenship as a practical and constitutional matter means that a baby born in this country is a citizen. The law has been settled for over 125 years. Donald Trump's order seeks to overturn that constitutional guarantee. As ACLU attorney Cody Wofsy said, to deny citizenship to babies born on U.S. soil is illegal, profoundly cruel, and contrary to our values. Denying birthright citizenship would deprive countless people of the right to vote, to serve on juries, to hold certain jobs, and on it goes. The order seeks to repeat one of the gravest errors in American history, creating a permanent subclass of people born in this country and denied their rights as Americans. The issue now is before the federal courts. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU because freedom can't protect itself.